Now, hello again. Still with us, our Fine Gael Senator Sean Kyne there, Seanad's spokesperson on public expenditure and reform in the Gaeltacht, Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West and South Mayo, and the party spokesperson on further and higher education, innovation and science, Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow and party spokesperson on climate, biodiversity and children and youth affairs, and Aisling Maloney, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Now, next Friday marks 50 years since the Dublin Monaghan bombings on May 17th, 1974. The largest atrocity of the Troubles. There are still no answers to the far-reaching questions over the single worst terrorist attack in the history of the state. Aisling, Sinn Féin had a motion on the Dublin Monaghan bombings in the Dáil this afternoon. What were they calling for?
Yes, indeed. So as you said there, no one has ever been charged in relation to the bombings, which was the largest loss of life, single loss of life in the Troubles. 35 civilians injured and 300 killed. Now, in 1993...
Sorry, the other way around, yeah.
Yes, and in 1993, the UVF claimed responsibility for that. But as I said, no one has been charged. Now, today, the Sinn Féin motion brought in the Dáil and was, I suppose, received by families and survivors in the public gallery who were welcomed by the chamber this evening. So in 2008 and 2011, the Dáil passed unanimous motions urging the British government to make documents available that hadn't previously been made available to, I suppose, reveal information that had been not previously disclosed, and the, I suppose, the lack of British cooperation in relation to handing over this. And I suppose this motion this evening sought to kind of reaffirm, recall that 2008 and 2011 urge for the British government to reveal those details. It said that Mary Lou MacDonald was saying with the passage of, the motion was saying that with the passage of such time, 50 years this year, the growing need, there's a growing need to provide all the necessary information to assist families. Of course, those families have the campaign Justice for the Forgotten for the past five decades now looking for answers. The motion is saying that all resources should be given to Operation Denton, which is a special investigation looking at state collusion with the Glenanna gang and the alliance of Ulster loyalists, including UDR and RUC officers. So Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil this afternoon, or this evening, the leader of Sinn Féin, saying that over the past five decades, successive Taoiseach have openly admitted that they've not raised this travesty with their British counterparts, and the survivors and families have felt abandoned, dismissed and forgotten. Now, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, said that the government were supporting the motion, and he said that for half a century that the families have tirelessly campaigned and welcomed them in the Dáil as well. And he said himself that when he became the Minister for Foreign Affairs in 2023, that he raised the issue with the Secretary of State of Northern Ireland and has continuously raised the issue since then. Now, there is some movement on this column that is likely to happen in 2024 and early 2025 potentially. Operation Denton, the lead, investigator on that, has talked about how he hopes to bring it to a conclusion at the end of this year and produce a report in 2025. The Irish government saying that it's their opinion, I suppose, or they're saying that from the Irish side, that they've handed over all the documents necessary, and the lead investigator in Operation Denton saying that as far as he's aware, or at least he hopes that they have seen as much material as they're going to see or that they can potentially access, but I suppose you don't know what you don't know is out there.
Sure.
And that's the issue at the moment. I think what's interesting about this is it has so many echoes of the Stardust tragedy, that the families and the survivors had to campaign for so many decades to get recognition from those at the very top of the state. It's a different situation, of course, but it has echoes of the same, which we saw very recently. So obviously RTÉ running a very, very good documentary this week about it, and of course the anniversary coming in the next couple of days.
Sure. Okay, thanks, Aisling. The Mairead Farrell, the current British government is possibly, it's not exactly a high point in Anglo-Irish relations at the moment. As Aisling was outlining there, the investigation into the activities of the Glenann gang, which are widely assumed or believed to be to have been behind the Dublin Monaghan bombings, it's looking into that. The lead investigator says he believes he has access to information that has not been seen before. Would it be better for the state's efforts to be focused perhaps in 6 months' time, when there's more likely to be a change of British government headed by a prime minister, where you might have a situation where he'd be more amenable to providing that?
I'd never rely on an election on a particular British government or British prime minister to give me truth, to be perfectly honest, when it comes to this. We have seen the impact of collusion in Ireland, and it has was central to the British dirty war in Ireland. Like, that's the reality. And it seems that they will do everything they can to protect that. We've seen that now with the Legacy Act as well. It's an absolute callous attempt at blocking families from truth and justice. I think that we need the Irish government to be as strong as possible with whoever may be in the position of Prime Minister in Westminster, whether that be a Tory Prime Minister, whether that be a Labour Prime Minister, or whoever else it may be. We also need the Irish government to continue with the Interstate Case and the Legacy Act.
I think all families deserve... On the Dublin-Monaghan, the particulars of that issue alone, I mean, there was a motion accepted in 2008, another in 2011, another in 2016. The motion today is unopposed. Why would you be, given your dim view of the British government, why would you be any more optimistic of the information being forthcoming under this government at this time?
Because we need to do everything in our power to get information and to get truth for the families. It's 50 years on. So many family members whose lives would have obviously been so horrifically impacted by that day will have passed on, will never have been able to find out the truth of what had happened to their loved ones, and indeed what actors were at play on the day of their loved ones' killing. So Sean, I think we really need the government as well. But it was good to see cross-party support on it.
And there was cross-party support on this, Sean Kyne. So what happens next? What's the plan of action in order to maintain the request to the British government and try and get some clarity on what happened on May 17, 1974 to those families?
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to also acknowledge the families who have waited so long for justice, the loved ones of those who lost their lives, and also the excellent documentary that RTÉ have produced and has been shown over the last number of days, including today. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Canova review or the Dinton inquiry will hopefully publish its report in the coming months. So I think that's going to be very important in terms of what that shows, what that finds. Is there conclusive issues there, for example, in relation to collusion? I think it's accepted, and obviously the UVF have claimed responsibility. The Glenan gang have been implicated in about 120 murders during the Troubles. So there was a documentary back in 1993 from
Yorkshire Television,
which I think blew the lid on this, we've seen the advocacy and the families no more than we've seen in Stardust. So I think once that report is published in relation to Operation Dinton, of which the Gardaí have been cooperating, I think that will be important. I'd have possibly more faith in a new Prime Minister across the water. Keir Starmer is a former Director of Public Prosecutions in his previous role. So, I mean, if there was something conclusive here, I would like to think that...
But what's been called for in this motion specifically is an independent international investigation. It's not relying on the kindness of strangers in the British government.
So. No, but I think if there is something in the Dinton report that is conclusive... I think that will assist in relation to an international inquiry, and I think is more likely under, for example, a new prime minister. I don't think across the water. I don't think we're going to get anything in the run up to this election. The next election in the UK.
Jennifer Whitmore, I mean, as enjoyed all party support, so I presume you agree with what's been said before. But what about the questions that have to be answered on this side of the border? One of the people interviewed in the RTÉ documentary said it was the first time she had been asked any questions about the events of 1974. One of the people in Monaghan. It was the first time she'd been asked any questions in 50 years. The questions that were raised about it by the forensic team, Jim Donovan, about material being sent north of the border, the delays of 9 days as the value of the forensic evidence faded, the missing files from the Department of Justice. I mean, we're assured that the Garda Síochána are giving their full cooperation to a British inquiry. But the need for independence and oversight for the sake of the victims and survivors, isn't that also a key part of this?
Absolutely. It's absolutely crucial. I mean, to think that there's families waiting 50 years to get basic truths is completely unacceptable. And really what we need to see is whatever information is required by the families, is required by any investigation that is made available. And it's really important that, you know, like, it was very welcome that Sinn Féin brought that motion today, and it did get cross-party support. And I think it's quite important that all parties continue to use whatever levers we have to push for that information to be provided, for that, you know, whether it's on you know, in the Republic or in the UK, that those families get the information that they need, and any investigation is provided with those details.
Right.
The reality is, though, with the Legacy Act, it's, you know, like, you know, we'll have to see what comes out of the interstate case, though. But, like, I mean, for families, like, what we had a number of inquiries, like, in the last few months, whereby was it Fergus McCusker, and that were by, in terms of collusion, there looked like there would be needed an inquiry, and that wouldn't be able to happen with the Legacy Act.
Just going back to what you were saying about you know, the prospects potentially being better under a different British government, Keir Starmer is not in favour of the Legacy Bill. Other British governments have backed inquiries that have delivered results for families, like the Savile inquiry, and even under Tony Blair.
Still are waiting, you know what I mean?
Sure. Like,
and so what I mean is, I wouldn't place all my hopes on a change of British government personally.
What about the domestic questions to be answered? The question as to how quickly the investigation was wrapped up, why investigations were conducted the way they were conducted, and even the simple issue of files missing from the Department of Justice that bewildered Bertie Ahern back in 2008 when he was presented with it.
Look, every single piece of information needs to be given to the families, like, you know, whether that be on the Irish government side or the British government side. And again, that's why we brought the motion as well, and, you know, in front of the Dáil this evening. Like, this week is obviously the 50th anniversary. It's going to be extremely traumatic, I would imagine, for the families, you know, reliving that. I think, anniversaries are always particularly poignant. But we do need to see the truth come out here. We absolutely need to see the truth come out here. And, like, Justice for the Forgotten have done incredible work despite facing every single battle that they have had to face, but they have done incredible work to try and get that.
Do you know, Sean Kine, what would prevent the Irish government to initiate an independent international investigation into the bombings that would examine in the first instance the Irish handling of it, and that would then invite the British government to submit the relevant documentation to what they could offer as well?
Possibly, but I mean that would be a decision that would have to be made in terms of. But I think in terms of full government decision, you know, I mean, there are clearly questions based on what I've heard only today from that documentary on Bertie Ahern. You know, there are questions in relation to the original investigations, why there were lapses, and I suppose 50 years on, you would imagine the most senior people in the Gardaí, for example, would have probably passed on. So I mean, you know, what first-hand testimonials we'll have, I don't know, but it certainly seems strange based on what I heard today in that documentary.
Okay, I no doubt we'll return to the issue at some point in the future when. Perhaps before the Denton inquiry is concluded, or when there has been further developments on it.